Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A high fly ball, deep center field. It is gone. Home run. And a huge bat flip to celebrate. All right, Ben, start the show already.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special World Series episode of Flippin' Bats presented by Taco Bell, live here in Houston at Minute Maid Park, home of Game 1 of the World Series that starts on Tuesday. What a fun episode we have. I'm so excited to be here in Houston for the World Series. This is going to be awesome. The Houston Astros against the Atlanta Braves. And we also have a fun episode for you here. We are going to round the bases, as usual, off the top with some of my top storylines of this World Series. And we're also going to do an ultimate World Series lineup, putting players together from both teams and putting together, in my opinion, the best possible lineup. And, of course, another top five for you, top five must-watch World Series players. We'll get to that in a little while, but let's round the bases off the top here. I'm literally on Minute Maid Park's field. I'm literally on the field at Minute Maid Park bringing you guys this World Series episode. So let's round the bases and start with one of my key factors of this World Series, and it's the Houston Astros pitching. What are the Houston Astros going to get from their pitching? Look, it's no surprise that this is their weakness, to be honest with you. Lance McCullers was the one bright spot in this rotation, and then you didn't know what you were going to get. Lance McCullers isn't going to be here. Lance McCullers is not pitching in the World Series. So this Houston Astros team that was already depleted with their pitching, with one of the best pitchers on the planet, Justin Verlander, my brother, who's been out for the year, so they're already starting behind the eight ball when it comes to their pitching. So then Lance McCullers goes down. He's not going to start. Then you have Zach Greinke, who wasn't great down the stretch and hasn't been starting games. But you know who has been good, at least in the ALCS? Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia. What can you get from those guys? Honestly, this is one of the biggest key factors for me, is what are you going to get from Luis Garcia, who we saw dominate the Red Sox in Game 6, 5 1/3, 7 punch-outs, 1 hit? What are we going to get from him in the World Series? He's never pitched on this stage. We don't know what to expect from him. But what are we going to get from him? I don't know. I'm excited to find out. And Framber Valdez, who threw great in Game 5, when the Astros needed it the most, by the way. This Astros team, through the first three games of that ALCS, had a starting pitcher ERA over 20. Step in Framber Valdez, who dominated. Almost 8 innings of work, didn't give up much runs, got the win. What an outing. But can they expect that in the World Series? This is my thing. This is the thing with the Astros. Can we expect those pitchers that are unproven to prove themselves in the World Series? We'll see. We'll find out. I'm excited to find out. But this bullpen was also a bright spot in the ALCS. One that we didn't – as home run balls are literally banging off of the wall over by the Crawford boxes here on Minute Maid. But that's the beauty of this special World Series episode live from Minute Maid Park, is there's literally – I'm literally dodging balls, getting home run balls hitting right next to me. It's literally perfect. What more can you ask for? But hopefully, as the Braves are hitting behind me right now, can this Astros bullpen, can these starting pitchers – can they calm them down? They came out of the NLCS hot. So that's one of my key factors here. One, specifically Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia. And can this Astros bullpen be as good as they were down the stretch in the ALCS? So look for that as we start the World Series here on Tuesday. Another, heading over to second base, another key factor for me is these bats that the Atlanta Braves acquired. Look, Ronald Acuña Jr. is one of the best players on the planet. That's not an exaggeration. Ronald Acuña Jr. is, for a long time to come, going to be one of the best players in baseball and a perennial MVP candidate on the Atlanta Braves. He's not here. He suffered a season-ending injury just before the All-Star break, and all hope was lost for this Braves team, to be honest with you. Everybody thought so, at least. But what did they do? They went out and made a bunch of trades at the trade deadline. Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall. They totally revamped this outfield. They got, obviously Ronald Acuña went down, and they acquired three different players just to make up for the production that you get from Ronald Acuña, and it worked out perfectly. It couldn't have worked out better. This team that was playing 500 ball all year, that was a preseason World Series favorite by many. They were actually my National League champion before the year started, so I was right there. But a large part of that was Ronald Acuña, and now they don't have him, but they go out and they get these guys that fill in so well, and they just brought this chemistry to the team that clearly was special. Jock Peterson came in to the locker room and recently said, look, the emotion, the chemistry, the locker room just wasn't having fun. I wanted to change that. Clearly he did. This team is having fun. You got Jock Peterson wearing pearls. He changed the direction of this team. This team squeaks into the playoffs. They win the NL East, but then what do they have to do? Their job's not done there. Can this team, full of acquired bats at the trade deadline, win? Well, to be honest with you, yes. It beats the Milwaukee Brewers, who many were picking because of how good their pitching was. And that's where the legend of Jocktober continued, was in that series. He pinch hits two times to start that series and hits two bombs, 3-for-3 with two bombs to start that series, coming in off the bench. The legend of Jocktober wearing the pearls. So they beat the Brewers, and then they have to face the Los Angeles Dodgers, where nobody was really giving them much of a chance. Well, they beat them too. They beat them in six games. They almost beat them in five games. The Dodgers had a good comeback, but the Braves end up winning that series pretty handily, to be honest with you. They were the better team. The Atlanta Braves were the better team that whole time against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who everybody considered a World Series favorite. But now they're here. They beat the Dodgers. They're in the World Series, and a huge part of that is those acquired bats at the deadline. Now, can they continue and help this team win the World Series? Those bats, specifically Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, and Adam Duvall, are one of my biggest factors of this postseason. Can they help this Braves team win the World Series? They're going to need to show up. If they don't show up, they don't win this World Series. So another key factor there. Let's head on over to third base and talk about the Braves pitching against the Astros hitting. Look, when I look at this series, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of can the Braves win this series, it's absolutely they can. But the Braves pitching has to shut down one of the best offenses in all of baseball, if not the best all year. Statistically, the best offense in baseball all year. Can the Braves pitching shut them down? Max Fried needs to step up and be better than he was in the NLCS. Charlie Morton, who has been here in the World Series on an Astros team, pitched right behind me in the World Series in 2017. Can he step up? Charlie Morton is a big game pitcher, so I look for him to throw well a couple of times in this series. But then what are you going to get? What are you going to get from Ian Anderson, another young guy in this Braves staff that, to be honest with you, also didn't throw great in the NLCS? But this Braves bullpen certainly has the potential to shut them down. Matzek was dominant against the Dodgers. It was so fun to watch. He came in and punched out the world to get him out of it and get them into the World Series. So that's a huge key factor for me. Can the Atlanta Braves pitching shut down the Houston Astros' best offense in baseball? I don't know. It's going to be tough, especially here with the series starting in Houston, where the Astros play so well. Look, the Astros have – let's talk about the Astros hitting for a second. 1-7, they're dominant. Just got a ball here from BP. 1-7 in the Astros lineup, they have an MVP candidate hitting in the 7-hole. They have an MVP candidate hitting in the 6-hole in Kyle Tucker, friend of the pod. And then they have the AL batting champion hitting in the 7-hole. Are you kidding me? This Astros offense is incredible. Can the Braves pitching that was great in the NLCS, can they get even more? I think they need more because the Dodgers offense struggled. The Astros offense isn't going to struggle. So that's a huge factor for me. And one last huge factor, maybe my biggest factor, rounding third, heading on over to home, is postseason experience. The Atlanta Braves haven't been here as in the World Series, since 1999. They have won one World Series since they moved to Atlanta 55 years ago. That World Series experience isn't there for them. Now let's talk about the Houston Astros, who now in 5 years have been here three times. 2017, they won the World Series. 2019, they lost it in seven games. And now 2021, they're here against the Atlanta Braves. The experience is a huge factor. We've seen it throughout this playoffs already. In the ALCS, they go into Fenway Park, which is, in my opinion, and I just gave my top five playoff atmospheres, Fenway was number one. It's the best postseason atmosphere in baseball. The Astros went in and took 2 of 3 games there. The Astros are the villain of this league. Look, whether you like it or not, the Houston Astros have been portrayed as the villain of Major League Baseball. What have they done with that? Well, they've run with it. They've embraced it. They've gotten even better with it, to be honest with you. They go in these road stadiums and they play better. They even play better on the road than they do at home. I just had A.J. Hinch on. I just talked to A.J. Hinch, former manager of the Houston Astros and now of the Detroit Tigers, and we talked about that. Why and how are the Astros so good on the road? And honestly, it was for so many reasons, but you need to check out that episode if you haven't. It's one of the most recent ones. A.J. Hinch was just on, and what a brilliant baseball mind he is. One of the best managers in all of baseball. But that postseason experience is going to be huge here. And a big reason why I think the Astros do so well, which leads me to my postseason prediction, my World Series prediction. So let's walk through this. The Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros. It starts here tomorrow night, Tuesday, Game 1 in Houston at Minute Maid Park, right behind me. A big factor for me. It's starting at home for these Astros. I think they find a way to win. I think they could easily walk out of here with 2 wins. But this Braves team is very, very good. The pitching is the reason they're here, and the camaraderie, the chemistry that this team has. There's something special going on with this team. Look, on paper, the Houston Astros are the better team. Nobody's going to argue that. On paper, the Los Angeles Dodgers were the better team. Guess where the Dodgers are going to be watching this series? From home. Because there's something special about this Atlanta Braves thing. I think they find a way to make this a really good series. But in the end, I think that experience of the Houston Astros ends up the X factor of the series. I'm going to take the Houston Astros to win the World Series in 6 games, meaning the Houston Astros will have won 2 World Series in 5 years. That's my prediction, Houston Astros in 6. But let's get to another more important prediction, in my opinion. Look, Taco Bell, presenting sponsor of the show during the World Series. What could be better? We all know my 2 favorite things, baseball, tacos. Starting tomorrow, Game 1 of the World Series, steal a base, steal a taco gets underway, where a player can win and will win America a free Doritos Locos taco. And it starts right here. So my prediction is, who's gonna win America the free taco? Who's gonna be the first player to steal a base in the World Series? Now, I thought long and hard over this. This was a long flight from Los Angeles here, 3-plus-hour flight. All I did was think about who's gonna steal the first base. My prediction, Ozzie Albies. Now, there's a lot of reasons here. This was very scientific, to be honest with you. Ozzie Albies plays for the Atlanta Braves. They're gonna be the first team to hit for the first 2 games. He hits early in that lineup. So he's going to hit in the first inning, the top of the first, for the first 2 games of the series. He's also fast. One of the fastest guys on the Braves, probably. Definitely. So for those reasons, I'm going to take Ozzie Albies. Now, there was more that was put into this. The Houston Astros hit the ball out of the yard. That's how they win games. They just put up more runs than everybody else. Now, that's a breakthrough statement. The Houston Astros win by scoring more runs than the other team. Honestly, a novel idea. But they also just, their offense is what wins them games. They hit balls out of the yard. They get a guy on first, and to be honest, they don't steal a lot of bases because their offense is so good. The Braves, in order to win this series, have to do more. They have to do the little things right. They have to get guys on base. They have to steal bases. They have to get them over, and they have to get them in. That's what they're going to do. So I look for them to run more in this series. So I like Ozzie Albies to steal the first base and to steal a taco for America. So I wanted to get into another fun segment here, and this one is the ultimate World Series lineup. Look, there's 2 teams left. 2 teams out of all the teams in baseball, it is down to 2, the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. 2 really, really good offenses. So a fun thing that I thought I could do was put together the ultimate World Series lineup, combining both teams, players from both teams, and putting together what I think would be the best possible lineup on the field. So to do that, let's start with the leadoff position. We're going to lead off Jose Altuve, second baseman for the Houston Astros, one of the best hitters in baseball since he's come into this league. A dynamic leadoff hitter, in my opinion. A guy that can hit for power, a guy that's quick, a guy that can get on base a lot. Jose Altuve, I think, would be the perfect leadoff hitter for this lineup. Batting second, I have Eddie Rosario, outfielder for the Atlanta Braves. Look, Eddie Rosario is NLCS MVP. He's one of the hottest hitters on the planet at this point. And to me, he's like a perfect two-hole hitter. He's a guy that makes a lot of contact. He punches a lot of balls the other way. He hits a lot of singles. He can also hit the ball out of the yard. The perfect two-hole hitter, in my opinion. Now batting third, one of the best pure hitters in all of baseball, Yordan Alvarez, ALCS MVP, the highest single series ALCS batting average in the history of the game. He batted 522 in the ALCS with a homer, 8 RBIs, 3 extra base hits in Game 6, literally propelled this Astros lineup to the World Series. So I think he's a perfect three-hole hitter. But four, batting cleanup, Freddie Freeman, the 2020 NL MVP, and perennially one of the best hitters in baseball since he's been in the league. Look, this is the perfect cleanup hitter. He started the NLCS 0-for-8 with 7 strikeouts, but then the series shifted to LA, where I saw him on the field. I said, "Hey, Freddie, what's up, man? Good luck." And then MVP form came back. I'm going to take a little credit for that. Even though none of it is deserved, I'm going to take a little bit of it. He became the best hitter on the planet again, or one of them, and that's why he is in the four hole. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, and he's hot at the moment. So I love him there in the cleanup spot. But batting fifth, Carlos Correa. What time is it? It's World Series time. As you know, we're here on the field for the World Series special episode. It's World Series time. Nobody rises to the occasion better in big moments, in clutch moments, than Carlos Correa. So I love him here. He's got the power. He's got that clutch gene. But he brings the energy. He's one of the most fun players to watch in baseball. I love him in the five spot. Let's head over to six, see who we got in the six hole. Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves. By the way, think of this lineup. Are you kidding me? Austin Riley's going to get MVP votes this year. This team is an all-star team. These two teams that are here, the Astros and the Braves, we put together an all-star lineup. Austin Riley's going to get MVP votes. He's going to be the third baseman on this team and batting in the six hole. Look, for the Braves to win this series, Austin Riley needs to have a big series. We all know what we can expect from Freddie Freeman, but to me, he's a huge X factor. But if he's going, he is going. He's one of the best hitters on this Braves team, and he is a huge X factor. I have him in the six hole. Seventh up, friend of the Flippin' Bats podcast, Kyle Tucker, playing the outfield. Kyle Tucker, also a guy that's going to get MVP votes, who also, by the way, bats seventh in this Astros lineup. Sixth or seventh in the Astros lineup, he's going to get MVP votes this year. That speaks volumes to how good this Astros team is, how deep their lineup is. He's going to get MVP votes. He bats sixth for this Houston Astros team. But for my team, sorry, Kyle, you're going to be in the seven hole. Friend of the podcast, super hot in the moment, had a couple huge hits in the ALCS, specifically a three-run bomb in Game 6 that helped the Astros get here. Kyle Tucker in the seventh hole. And playing outfield, another outfielder, batting eighth, Jock Peterson. Jocktober. The legend of Jocktober is alive and well in this World Series. He's rocking the pearls. He's batting eighth in our lineup. I love Jock in the eight hole. I love Jock Peterson in general, by the way. He brings the energy. He brings the pearls here to Houston. We'll see them tomorrow night in Game 1. And he's a guy that at any point can hit the ball out of the yard. I love that in this eight hole spot. A guy that's a good hitter, but specifically is a guy that when he gets hot, there's nobody hotter. We've seen it for years with him. We saw it with the Dodgers. We saw it with the Cubs. And now we've been seeing it with the Braves. When Jock Peterson is hot, there isn't a better hitter. And he's going to be batting in the eighth spot for us and playing the outfield. And ninth in my ultimate World Series lineup at the catcher position, Martin Maldonado. This is all about picking the best catcher between the two. And offensively, look, it's probably Travis d'Arnaud. But Martin Maldonado is, look, Alex Cora talked very candidly about Martin Maldonado and said, and I quote, "I don't know if we win that series. I don't know if we might win that series if it's not for Martin Maldonado." And you don't think about him that way. But he's a guy behind the plate that every pitcher wants out there. That's why he plays every single day. These pitchers have said, "I want Maldonado back there." And then let's look back at Game 6. What was one of the key moments? When Maldonado threw out that base runner and strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. Maldonado is one of the best defensive catchers in all of baseball. And look, we've seen it before. He has the potential to run into some baseballs and hit some balls out of the yard. So I love this lineup. Are you kidding me? This is an all-star lineup in itself. My ultimate World Series lineup of these last two teams remaining. All right, and before I wrap up this special World Series episode, you guys know you can't get away without a top five list. And this one, my top five must-watch World Series players. Because of course it is. This is the last series of the year. Baseball is coming to an end. So who is going to be my top five must-watch players? And we're going to start at number five. This list starts with Jose Altuve at number five. Jose Altuve, as I mentioned, because he made the ultimate World Series lineup, since he's come into this league, has been one of the best hitters in all of baseball. But more than that, he seems to always hit big home runs in big situations. So look for Jose Altuve to come up in a big situation and hit a bomb. Because that's the type of player that he is. He comes up in big situations and he hits bombs, and he's exciting to watch. Look, he's the shortest player in baseball, but he hits balls on top of these train tracks over here that are right to my right now that are still getting BP balls banged off of, by the way. So look for Altuve to come up in a big situation and hit a big home run. That's why he's one of my must-watch players. Look, there's a few players that battled for this list, but he's got to be on here. You look at Major League Baseball, and he's a former MVP. He remains one of the best hitters in baseball. When I think of this World Series, Jose Altuve is one of the must-watch players, and that's why he's on this list. Now let's move to number four, Carlos Correa. Look, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that Carlos Correa is the most clutch player in baseball. Look, of everybody on this field right now, the World Series starts Tuesday night. Of everybody that's going to be taking the field, I don't know many people that are going to be getting a $300 million contract soon. That guy that will be is Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is due for a huge contract in large part because of how clutch he is, because of how much he comes up in these big situations and he gets it done. We saw it in the ALCS. What time is it? It's honestly Carlos Correa time, and it always is in the postseason. He hits the ball out of the yard. He plays incredible shortstop. He has a rocket for an arm. I love Carlos Correa. I love watching him play. He always brings the energy. He always brings the passion. He does that off the field as well. But on the field, he's also one of the best players out there and due for a $300 million contract. And he is number four on this list of must-see World Series players. Number three, Austin Riley. For the Atlanta Braves to win this series, Austin Riley has to be that MVP candidate that he is. But man, is he talented. Look at what he did this year. He had In my opinion, he had the most underrated season in baseball. I did a list earlier this year. Who was the most underrated? He was number one. He hit over 300. He hit a bunch of bombs. And now this team is in the World Series, and a big part of that is because of him, because of what happened in the regular season and because of what he's done in the postseason. Think of all the clutch hits he's had this postseason. Austin Riley is number three on this list, and the Braves need him. Man, do the Braves need him. Number two, Freddie Freeman, the 2020 NL MVP. Look, Freddie Freeman is the face of the Atlanta Braves franchise. He's been here for over 10 years. He's never been to a World Series. Obviously, they haven't been here since 1999. But he's just a guy that everybody loves. Everybody loves to root for Freddie Freeman. No matter who you're rooting for, Freddie Freeman is a fan favorite. But the Braves need him. They need him to be his NL MVP self. I like a little bit of credit there because I wished him good luck in LA, and now he's on fire. So let's see if he continues that. So he's certainly a must-watch player here in the World Series. And my number one must-watch player in the World Series is Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez is the ALCS MVP. I don't think it's far-fetched to say if the Astros win the World Series, he could be the World Series MVP. He hit over 500 in the series that we're coming off of. Yordan Alvarez is 24 years old. 24 years old, and he's already one of the best hitters in baseball. So I look for him to have a really big series, but above all, of course I see him having a big series, but I really think he's the number one must-watch player. I think he's come onto the scene here in the World Series or in the playoffs. Obviously, he's a big name, but I don't think people realize just how good of a player he is. Everybody, when they think Houston Astros, thinks those four infielders: Altuve, Bregman, Correa, Gurriel. But watch out for Yordan Alvarez in this World Series, because he is a beast, and he is perhaps the best hitter on this field and will be for a long time to come. He's 24 years old. But watch out for Yordan Alvarez. That rounds up my top five list of must-see World Series players. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Austin Riley, Freddie Freeman, and rounding it out, Yordan Alvarez. I am so pumped for this World Series, everyone. So this balls are still getting banged around us here at BP. The World Series starts Game 1 Tuesday on Fox, guys. I will be doing a live post-game show every single game on the field. Make sure you tune in for that. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be full game analysis. It's going to be players joining me talking to some of the World Series players. It's going to be a blast. I'm pumped for it. I am so excited for this World Series. Houston Astros, Atlanta Braves. It starts Tuesday, Game 1 on Fox. You do not want to miss it. This has been the World Series special Flippin' Bats episode presented by Taco Bell. Let's do this, everyone. Let's have a great World Series. Game 1 starts Tuesday, and I will see you live post-game on the field. Do not miss it.